back. Welcome to MGP 514. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Anna, you solved a problem I've been having on my YouTube videos all week before the show start. Before we started recording this show. Because you said I sounded quiet to you. I'd been quiet in my own headphones editing all week and thought I just needed new headphones. But when I was quiet for you as well, I turned up the volume of my microphone and the problem is solved.
There you go.
What a wonderful thing.
Isn't it?
And that is what we've spent the last 2 weeks doing. See you next week, boys and girls.
Bye.
Yeah.
We did go to Comic-Con as well, I think.
We did.
Busy, yeah.
Did I tell you on the way home, on the way out of the Westfield car park, I drove my car into a, I don't know, thing.
Car?
What do you mean a thing?
Person? I don't know what it was.
I'm going to need a lot more information. What have you driven your car into now?
My friends asked me if I'd drop them at the train station that they needed to go to. And I was like, yeah, no problem. It wasn't far, only a couple of miles. And because their train was due and they were like running a little bit sort of tight on it. So when I got down, first off, I tried to go down the car park while typing in the postcode and I drove into the curb and I was like, oh, I'm normally better than this at driving. I promise. I'm joking. And then we got down to the bit where the barrier goes up and down and the car in front of me was just fanning around. And I thought, oh, we ain't got time for this. So I reversed and tried to sort of change lanes, but I did it at a kind of diagonal angle that was a bit too, I don't know. And as I sort of drove in, one of them was like, there's a thing like just out of shot, you can't see it, it's like down below underneath the mirror. And I was like, oh, what? So I stopped the car and reversed. All you could hear was it just scratching down the side of my car. And
I
couldn't see anything out the window, like on the mirror. So I was just like, I'm sure it's
fine. But surely the noise is enough for you to stop reversing.
No, what I'm saying is like, yeah, I stopped with the noise. I had to still get out of the position. I tried to go forward, back. It just kept making noise. I was like, oh God, I don't know which way to go. So anyway, I couldn't see anything on the mirror. So I just carried on driving and drove off and dropped them at the station. And I got out then and they were kind of, when we got out, my friend's partner went, oh God. And I was like, oh yeah, that does look, like, I sort of made a noise of, oh wow, okay. And then one of them was like, just see if it rubs off. And they rubbed a bit of it and it came straight off. And I was like, oh, it's fine. I'll go get a baby wipe and I'll just rub it. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. So I rubbed it with this wipe and it was red. So I texted them going, I've rubbed it. There's no marks on it. It'll be fine. And then I got home and got out of the car. And I texted them when I got home going, because they've replied. I was like, don't worry about it. Like, honestly, I rubbed it. It's all gone. If there's any marks that are still there that I've missed, my dad will be able to sort it for me. It'll be fine. And then I thought, I should probably check that it's still okay. I've just pulled up. So I got out and all of the marks that had disappeared when I rubbed them were there again, because apparently they only disappear when they're wet. And so my dad came over the next day and he goes, I'll try rubbing some shampoo on it. And he rubbed it all and it did the same thing of just disappearing and then coming back immediately. He asked me to get him some toothpaste and I was like, all right, whatever, I'll do that. So he rubbed toothpaste all over it. And I was like, I genuinely don't know where he's going with this, but that didn't work. And then I was looking in my boot and I was like, oh, there's some special Ford shampoo in my boot. And my dad was like, yeah, give us that. We'll try that. So he rubbed that and that made a small impact. And I was like, oh, I've also got this other stuff called like paint conditioner that's supposed to seal the paint after you wash it. And he was like, well, that sounds perfect. So we tried that. Nothing happened. And then we're giving up. And then I was like, I've also got this bottle in here called something, something scratch remover. And he was like, we could have done with that like first, you idiot. Like, hand it over. So he just spent like...
Why do you have all these things in your car?
I have no idea. I didn't know they were there. This was all news to me. I learned some things about my boot. So he rubbed that all over the side of it. And yeah, a lot of those scratches disappeared. He did point out a big dent that I hadn't really noticed in the panic and the rush. And he tried to maybe get boiling water and cold water with ice in it. And we had to like lob a kettle of water on the side of the car and then immediately throw a bucket of cold ice on it. Didn't help. I'm surprised the car is in one piece, or the paint at this point. But a couple of times this week I've gone and put more of this scratch rubbing stuff on the side of it. And it looks brilliant in terms of like the paint. The paint's all pretty much fixed. But yeah, I've bought some weird, it's like... You cup it onto the side of it and then yank it and it's supposed to pull dents out of cars. It's only 15 quid, so I don't expect much to come of it, but it arrives tomorrow. I'm hoping that I might have got away with spending 15 quid to fix what was ultimately a completely annihilated side of my car. When I text my friend back saying, actually, it's a mess, they were like, yeah, we knew it was a mess. Like when we left you at the station, we were convinced that, yeah, you've rubbed it, but that ain't going to be fine. They would have stuck around more, but their train was literally leaving in a second. But they were like, yeah, we knew your car was wrecked. We were debating how much money we should give you. And I was like, well, it was in the car park. So like, it wasn't anything to do with their journey. I'm not going to charge them for me being an up. You know what I mean? It'd be insane for me to charge someone for the amount of stupidity that I did in that car park. It was just me being an absolute moron. And yeah, I think I've solved it. I'm handing it back.
I mean, to be fair, when you first said you hit something on the way home, I assumed you'd run over a cyclist because I spent about an hour just sat at the side of the road. Me and Pabby, when we were traveling back from the convention on the DLR, there was a bike race going on, and I said to him there, oh, no, I am. Yeah. I'm having flashbacks to a previous Comic-Con. It would have been a pre-COVID Comic-Con where me and Anna sat for ages at the first traffic lights when you get out of Westfield car park because there was a bike race on that closed the road further on. All the traffic lights had gone out of sync. It was a total mess. And I kind of jokingly said to Pabby, at least they're down this end and I should be fine. And I wasn't fine. All the roads were shut everywhere around Stratford. And I sat there for ages.
You've reminded me that while I was leaving, there was like traffic because the road was shut. And someone pulled up their car and just removed all of the road closed signs.
That's a genius idea. Why didn't I think of that?
And I didn't really think about it at the time because I was too busy chatting.
Were they in a highway maintenance van?
No, they're in a normal car. And we acknowledged it was happening. It wasn't the way we were going. It was like across us. And we were like, look at them just removing the road closed sign. And then...
in their high-vis jackets.
Well, and then they just all... all the cars just went off up that road. And
perhaps the roads weren't closed anymore.
That or they just hijacked the race. They just thought, right, I've got a little... here's a little tip for winning this bike race. And they just whizzed in their car.
I was kind of racing to the car with a bunch of cyclists. So as I got back into the car park, a load of cyclists started cycling up the ramps to get back to their cars where they'd finished the race and wanted to beat the traffic. Didn't beat the traffic, but they were racing to try and get out of there. They knew how bad it was going to be.
Yeah, that was that's our journey.
And that is our review of Comic-Con.
It was a great event, though, in itself, wasn't it? I very much enjoyed my time there.
Yeah, I'd say so.
It was super duper. I did notice when I was going through the footage, because I obviously put my review of the event video out earlier this week on the vlog channel, there wasn't as many big things going on there as there have been previously. There was no big media properties, no games, no movies, no TV shows. It was very much the normal folk doing their car boot sale stands, which that is not meant disparagingly. I love the car boot sale bit. It's great. Why I go. It's the first place we walk around. We spent 4 hours in that hall. We love it. And then the other side was basically whatnot and stuff. Not a lot else.
I felt like compared to previous years, so as you say, normally there's like a massive, say, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter style level of media presence there, but then, and also like a massive Funko Pop stand and stuff like that, but this time it seemed very much that they were focused on, here's a stand to teach you about cosplay, here's a stand to teach you about writing, here's a stand that's going to teach you about social media,
which gave me the impression that they got 2 months before the event, realized that hall was going to be empty, and set up a load of stuff themselves just to make sure it wasn't. Feel like it was a lot of stuff that was there that people would travel to go and see.
I mean, I read through that on the days before, and thought, oh, that sounds actually, some of them sounded like something I'd quite like to sit and listen to. I wasn't going to sit there and do the, would you like to see what life is like as a streamer thing that we took that picture of and stuff like that. But there were some bits there where there were sort of famous authors and popular people who write for big media websites. They were all there saying, well, if you want to get into this field, this is what you do. And they had decent sized crowds. So people did want to go there. I feel like they were aiming for more of a, you know, career-y sort of advice sort of sphere. But I mean, I get that that's not, like I say, that's not...
There was nothing cool to put on my thumbnail. That's what I'm getting at here. My thumbnail was me in front of the MCM sign and then the whatnot stand, because it was the only thing that had pretty lights on. And that is That's not an exciting thumbnail. They've ruined my video by not letting me have a really nice thumbnail.
Oh, I kind of feel like this was more what I would have. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, maybe when we're just different people, aren't we? I'm more leaning towards this side of things, of just like being able to go somewhere like Comic-Con, and I don't go and see all the famous people that get their autographs like a lot of people do, but I don't
Hang out with us instead.
Well, yeah, that's it. I'm friends with them all. But I don't feel like I have to go and stand in a thing full of all the clothes from a Marvel film or a load of, like, weapons from Marvel
films. I want to do all that. That's awesome.
We've done it before, though, haven't we? They've had it there before.
Yeah, and I want to do it. I've got my picture with Seth Rollins' SummerSlam outfit that I like. I want stuff like that.
I guess I need to find a middle ground. I mean, to be fair, like, I don't see how they can't find a middle ground with that. Maybe there wasn't just anything. Is there anything big coming out now that would have been a big IP?
I mean, AEW have sold out Wembley for August. They could have invited them to come along and bring a couple of wrestlers. That would have been awesome.
I'm not big on wrestling, so that wouldn't have appealed to me. But I know I don't. That doesn't mean it can't. I mean, I get that you like it. Is there any big film, though? I mean, Mario's just had a film. Spider-Man's got a film.
Guardians of the Galaxy's just come out.
They're not going to have Marvel again, are they?
The trilogy is finished, so they could have had some memorabilia from that. They've had stuff on that kind of level in the past.
Yeah, no, they have. I'm just thinking maybe they're thinking they've already done Marvel, or what could they have done with them?
Barbie's coming out or something.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't go see that, Pab. We begged him. We begged him to come see
Barbie. It's not out until July.
Oh, is it not?
I tried to get Anna to come and see it with me the
other day. It was the mermaid we were trying to get him to see, weren't we? Or was that not out either?
Well, you talked about it.
Mermaid's out. We've seen the mermaid.
You said it was ethically wrong because the bird can talk underwater or some nonsense you were telling me.
I didn't say it was ethically wrong. I said it was. I'd seen some. I laughed.
He did a whole bit on it. Oh my word.
He did a bit at all. They asked me what I was laughing at. And I said I'd read a tweet that someone pointed out that they'd done the whole film and they'd forgotten that birds can't breathe underwater, and they just had the bird in loads of underwater scenes just having conversations.
One underwater scene, because when we watched it, I was looking out for
This is what you said at the time.
This movie must be ruined by this bird. There's one bit where it ducks its head under the water, says one sentence, and then he's off again.
That's what you said.
And I reckon I could have done that.
No, that's what you said at the time. You said, I bet it's not as many scenes as they made out. But the reason it became like a bit of a viral thread that was entertaining me was they were finding other ones where that had happened. And I said to you, it was like, I can't remember the Lion King live action one now, but in the song Can You Feel the Love Tonight, it was entirely daytime, apparently. That was something someone had commented. And I was like, I didn't notice that. I don't remember that. It doesn't really matter. But it was entertaining reading through it and thinking somebody's just, I don't know, made mistakes or forgotten things while they made it. But you did say the bird was probably only there for a second. I literally made a passing comment that it was funny, and you've just not let go of it, have you? The tweet was funny.
I mean, well, we'll see. We'll be the judge of that. Me and Pab remember it all very differently.
The tweet was
It was one of your many rants. One of Sheikon's many rants.
One of those things where a lot of the times over the weekend, listeners, I would say something very limited, off the cuff. Probably answering a question like, what did you just laugh at? And if I said, oh, it was just a tweet about the bird in The Little Mermaid being able to speak underwater being a bit of a mistake. And then Pab's just like, a bird underwater? What? A bird? No. A Little Mermaid? What are you talking about? And then Kev's trying to, like, I don't know, just make sense of it all. While Pab is just losing his mind because he can't connect the words together. And then what, to me, was meant to be a 4-second response, no further questions, no further input, no further interest, because I've got no stakes in it. Pab then turns into a 15-minute back and forth because he just can't accept.
You know what, right?
Here we go. He's doing it now.
You have no interest in it, yet you spoke for 20 minutes on the topic while I sat there ignoring you.
Get him, Pab. Get him.
It was not 20 minutes. I did not.
It felt like it.
It felt like it to me because you wouldn't let it drop.
I wasn't saying anything. I just sat there
trying to.
I wasn't interested in the slightest.
Well, every now and again, it would quieten down and I'd stoke the flames back up again because I'd just enjoy the show.
You'd be like, oh, maybe it eats flying, but I don't know. I can't think of anything. What birds go underwater? Penguins. There you go.
It was a penguin, actually, out of interest. It wasn't a penguin. No, it wasn't a penguin. It could have been a penguin. Would that have made you more or less angry?
Pab?
You were both furious.
I mean, I don't even know what you're referring to, from my view, so...
You did at the time. You wouldn't stop asking me questions.
I was just... I don't... I was more interested in where you find these sort of statements conversations.
Because he lives on the internet.
He wanted to deconstruct my social media habits just because I've laughed at a tweet.
This trash? That's what I wanted to know.
Well, because Twitter's broken, isn't it? So it's just anything now. It's
stop
like,
looking
oh.
at it then.
Well, no, but I can't not look at my own bloody Twitter wall.
Maybe you should.
Well, maybe I should.
That's the sort of nonsense that it's spouting out to you.
It just says that, oh, we thought you might like this. And to be honest, Papa did like it. I liked it enough to laugh about it.
Oh, here we go.
I liked it enough to go, and then you're like, what are you laughing at? How dare you? It's like kicking me in.
I was offended by your laugh.
Yeah.
Made me sick.
You did it to me the other week. What are you laughing at? And I said, I guess someone, one of my friends had asked a question and no one had got the answer right for like 12 hours. And I saw it that evening or whatever it was. And laughed because I thought it was this. And they were like, you looked that up. And Kevin was like, what are you laughing at? And I said, oh, I accidentally answered this mystery question. So he goes on Twitter and tells them that I looked it up in the dictionary. But before that, he's like, what are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? I'm like, I'm laughing at a tweet. Never you bloody mind. So he had to go on Twitter and have a look and show me up. But no.
Like I say, I like to stoke the flames.
I'm not allowed to laugh. They bully me.
Too right. But yeah, Comic-Con, always splendid. And we look forward to our free tickets again for October. Have we completed our contractual obligations?
I mean, hopefully we'll get to do a panel again in October. We didn't get to do one this time, and that was disappointing.
It's quite nice having my Sunday to myself. I enjoyed that.
I felt like they did some things that also that were really good for people who like board games, card games, and that kind of thing. They don't normally have, or at least I've not noticed it before, and if it isn't new, then it's a cool thing I've not acknowledged before. But they had like this whole hallway bit where they had all the tables set up before the games. And
that's always there. Yeah, it's always really exactly there. Yeah.
Because they don't normally have that room we can go to where it's like a creator room. You go upstairs and you sit in there and you chill out. And the whole route to that was people playing card games, board games.
Yep.
Or this, that, and the other. Okay, well, that is always there. Then we don't acknowledge it. That's cool. What else did I think was really good there? God, I'm racking my brain now. It's been a week. I can't believe how long that week has been.
But me and Pab discovered ZZ. That was a good thing about the weekend.
ZZ was nice. Yeah. It didn't mess
Pab
about,
basically had a roast dinner in an Italian restaurant. I was very impressed that he managed to find that on the menu.
This was weird, Anna. They ate in the same restaurant as me like half an hour before I arrived for my meal.
With your other friends.
And they were still in there when I was in there and they didn't see me, hear me or acknowledge me at all.
There's no way you were in the same one if we didn't hear you. Yeah. Not a chance.
Well, that's, I said it to my friend. I was like, apparently Kev and Pab were in here. And they were like, what? Well, they didn't say hello. And I was like, well, they didn't see us. And she was just like, I don't know how that
you
works.
You weren't in there. You were in there because it's not that big of a place.
It's the only
there's
one.
No way.
Our meal was
there
half
is
seven.
No way. I mean, Pab heard you from the other side of Westfield when you got there on the Friday.
I did.
There is no way you were in there with us.
I arrived 10 minutes early. I was there at 20 past seven because I had to meet the people that arrived because not everyone was there. We got seated. People arrived bit by bit. So unless you ate in like 20 minutes... We just missed it.
I mean, they brought my main out while my starter plate was still on the table. I've never had such fast service somewhere. It was really quick. We were in and out in no time.
But we must have even passed each other then. It's just absurd. I can't get my head around it. I feel like it's like an episode of Lost. They're just filming your story and my story, and there'll be a different end to the season. And you just tie up bits of your story while my story is going on and stuff like that. Yeah, no, anyway, was there anything else new in there that we've forgotten? I feel like we do need to just give it, you know, it was...
The one thing they did note that I did notice that always has tickled my fancy at the last couple of these events that I've been to, and I think it actually releases soon, is Park Beyond, is that what it's called? The new theme park style game. I had a little peer at it. I didn't play it, but I know I'm going to get it anyway. And I think I saw somewhere that it releases imminently, so nice. that's going to be my recovering from surgery game, hopefully. I'm just looking now, it releases 16th of June. There you go. My surgery's on the 12th of June, so assuming I can play this on my Switch or my Steam Deck, I will be sat there recovering in bed playing Park Beyond and having a lovely old time. But that was it.
Very
that was
good.
The only thing, the only other thing,
booked
and
my...
That's also my full extent of video games for the last 2 weeks as well, because I haven't been... I've lost my gaming mojo. I'm hoping Diablo 4 gets me back into it. That's sat there on my PlayStation ready to go as soon as we finish doing this podcast. So, fingers crossed. But Anna tells me that's broken. Is that still broken, Anna?
Don't know. I haven't checked.
Why is it broken?
She was apparently it's as broken as it was during the beta earlier in the year.
What was broken?
It's hit and miss whether you can get into the lobby servers, basically.
So, I mean...
Apparently PS5 on the PlayStation can't in particular. You can't get on.
Right. I see, because I've been playing it on the PC with zero problems, so...
No, yeah, well, I'm cool, so I got it on the PlayStation instead.
Bought the most expensive version and...
Yeah.
You bought,
I'm Kev.
And you can't play it till Tuesday.
Are you new, Pab? What did you think I was going to do?
No, it's fine. But it's pointless. It's pointless buying the most expensive version if you're not going to play it.
I am going to play it. I'm going to play it after this.
Are you?
He's going to try.
I'm going to play it in my office. Anna said I'm not allowed to play it in the living room.
That's correct.
Because she's got a physical copy that hasn't arrived yet. So our TVs in the living room are next to each other. And I'm not allowed to play it in front of her. Can we not split screen it? Does that not work? Can we not play on the same console? Yeah. You can do that on Diablo, surely.
I don't think you can. It's all like online co-op, though. It's not same console co-op, I don't think.
So yeah, I'll hide in my office and play it in here, I guess.
Good.
Yeah.
Boo and hiss. Is it good though, Pabby? Tell us all about it. Why not? Pab, go first. Pab's going before the fold, everybody.
Wow, this is weird. I've hit the big time. No, it's exactly the same as it was before. I've played literally the stuff that was in the beta. It's like for like exactly the same as it was. I had zero issues getting in. I was expecting queues to get in. No, but it showed up saying you were in a queue, and it was like that screen was on and off like instantly. So I was in playing. Like I say, I've literally only played. But I think I've seen all the cutscenes again, and I've seen, like I say, about an hour and a half, which is...
I don't mind seeing all the cutscenes again. So I only saw half of them the first time round because me and Anna fell out of sync and I missed chunks of story
right.
To get caught up with our
No. You like to wander off when you're halfway through things. You just keep pressing the button and then they just stop. So it's not
I like to press buttons.
He doesn't like to listen. He likes to waddle off and do something else.
Waddle off.
Well, that's what you do. You waddle off. There's a cutscene. You just press the button to skip. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, if it's important, they'll tell me again.
That's not how... Whatever.
No, I don't think that's how cutscenes work.
Well, let's face it. I'm just going to play the game because I like to push the buttons. And if the story catches me at any point, I'll just read it on Wikipedia.
Fine. I mean, that's one step down from Sheepdog YouTube, isn't it?
No, because I'm going to play the game to the end. I just won't know what's going on. And then I'll read about
it
afterwards.
You're mashing the buttons randomly then. You don't know what's happening. I'm just smashing the buttons.
Exactly that's why I play on the easy settings. The reason I like Diablo is because, I just get to mash the buttons. It's fun.
Change outfits.
I mash the buttons and then loads of stuff happens in front of me. It's awesome. Yeah.
And then you go to the wardrobes and you transform your outfits into looking fabulous. And on you go again.
Exactly.
It seems... Like I say, I'm playing on PC this time. I was playing on console for the beta, so I don't even know if that stuff carries over. I doubt it'll carry over.
No, I don't think it does.
No. I wished it would. If it would have done, I might have considered playing it on the console, because like I say, I've played the beta on PS5, but I'm playing through it again.
Is it online play with everyone, or is it a...
I do not know.
It was during the beta. I assume it still will be.
Probably will be then, yeah. If it was in the beta, I don't see why it wouldn't be for the main game. It'd be incredibly cruel if they put it in the beta and then just went, we changed our mind, never mind. Like I say, I've got like the middle edition or whatever it is, which gets it early, and you get a load of different skins and outfits and stuff like that. I don't know where the outfits are. I don't know where they are at all.
I think they're in the wardrobe when you get to town or something.
They could be. I got to town and then started making a move through the rest of the quests, and I turned it off because I was like, I'm tired.
Fair enough.
But yeah, it is very much Diablo. I mean, I'm also playing it on PC. I'm probably going to get a lot of, like, not hate, but, you know, a lot of people, like, record scratch. I'm playing on the PC with a controller. Everyone's going to be like, wait, what? Yeah, it's full of control support on the PC. And I enjoyed playing Diablo when it was on the consoles. But I've got to justify this silly-ass PC that I've bought and created. So that's where I'm playing my games at the minute. So, yes, it seems, like I say, Diablo 4 is good. We kind of knew that after playing the beta and whatever, so... Yeah.
Splendid. Well, that's me done. Pab's done my bit for me. Someone else talk about video games.
You did say you've been playing Pokemon.
Nah, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
He'll deny that. He'll deny all knowledge of that.
Pops up constantly on my phone. Lucio's done this, Lucio's done that. I'm like, all right, Kev.
Doesn't ring any bells.
That's all you've done today.
The reason... I can imagine a reason why somebody may have returned to Pokemon Go... After all this time, I'm not committing one way or the other as to whether or not I have. I can imagine if someone were to start playing it again now, it's probably because they've spent £50 on the new little gadget and need to remember how to play the game for when the gadget arrives. And even though they don't really know what the gadget does, but
wow.
It looked a bit like a Pokeball, so they bought it anyway.
Are they sold out yet? Because I've not bought one. And I figured I'd get from
Yeah, I think they are. On Amazon they are, I think. Yeah.
Balls. Oh, well. I mean, I have got the...
I'll sell you one for £90.
I've got the old ball and I've got the armband thing somewhere and I can't even find it. So,
yeah, currently unavailable on Amazon, which is where I've got it.
I don't know what this one actually does, if I'm honest.
It does the same as the ball, but also works with Pokemon Sleep as well. You can put it on your pillow and then it does something to do with your sleep.
I'm not going to bed with a Pokeball, Kevin.
No, neither am I. I'm just going to leave it down here. I've got no interest in putting it on my pillow. But, yeah, apparently you can take it to bed with you and then it records how long you've slept for and does sleep graphs and things for it. But all the stuff that my ring already does properly, this can do badly and gimmicky. But that's not why I'm getting it. I'm getting it because it looks like a Pokeball. And I've lost the other two previous ones, the three that I've had previously, the two wrist strap ones and the ball shaped one, all have been lost. But this one, I'm going to keep forever.
My one's starting to fall apart. It's the rubber's starting to come off it and stuff like that. It just sits in my car so that when I'm driving around, it spins all the stops and I just ignore it. It's in the box.
Right, that's the thing, because this one's flat, I'm thinking I can just... glue it to my dashboard and drive around with it in the car. And just do I have to press the button or can the button press itself? I need one of those nodding head turkeys to press the button
for
me,
catching. So get a nodding head turkey, yeah, for sure. For spinning the stops, it does it itself. So if I'm low on balls, yeah, that's good. I could just sort of drive wherever I'm going, and when I get there, I've suddenly got another 200 Pokeballs, which is very handy. We had a funny thing happen in the world of Pokemon gaming stuff this past month, because they announced that they were doing the update for Pokemon Home that meant you could move around all your Pokemon, Scarlet and Violet Pokemon, and everyone was like, yeah! And then they sent out an update going, sorry, that was a mistake. We didn't mean to do that. It's not coming out at all. Sorry. And everyone was like, what the hell? And I'm a bit confused because it came out when they said in the email it was going to come out. At least I think it did. I've lost track of time. But it came out the other day. So once I'd finished work, I just spent like the entire evening just moving stuff around, trying to figure out what gaps I had in the old Pokedex, because I did have I had the maximum you could get. Or so I thought, but when I figured out how to actually check which ones I was missing, once I'd added them all in, it turned out there was like 5 or 6 from other gens that I didn't have anymore, or they've added in new versions of it that they count. So I think I'm down to one thing left that I don't have out of the whole, whatever it is, it's registering. I have a version of it, but not the right one, apparently. So, yeah, that was fun. But it means that I'm allowed to take my Switch out and about again. Now, whenever we go on any trips, I can bring my Switch with me. I won't be scared of travelling with it, because I was nervous before that if my Switch broke, then I wouldn't have my Pokemon save that's on the Switch, and then I wouldn't have all the Pokemon from the games. Because it doesn't save in the cloud, does it?
It doesn't save in the cloud.
No,
still.
Because if they did that, then people could, I presume, hack it people and mess with the Pokemon. So yeah, it meant that basically all of the stuff that I had that was good and powered up and everything was just on my Switch, and I've been nervously waiting for the ability to empty them all out, and so now they're all there. I just yeeted them straight into Pokemon Home. I'm looking at them on my phone now just because I suddenly remembered, because I need this one Pokemon from, I mean, I could load up probably Ollie's Legends Arceus save and go and catch this Enamorous, I think it's called. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's a faff to catch, but like there's two versions of it and I haven't got one of them apparently. I've only got the other one. So it's telling me that's literally the only gap in my entire decks. And I'm like, urgh! So I just keep putting different trades up on their online trade thing, hoping someone will go, oh yeah, I want that. But so far, no one's nibbled. But yeah, that kept me entertained for like an entire sort of 5-6 hours where I was just logging into the games and doing all my Pokemon admin like a little geek. But that's the sort of thing I would imagine Kev would enjoy, just tidying up his Pokemon.
I have Pokemon Home. I just don't use it. I just pay for it.
You are a funny man. The only other thing...
I'll use it one day.
You will use it one day. I figure you'll get like a hyperfixation at some point that will just take you into it and get you all on it. I mean, it'd be interesting to see how long it would take you to complete it outright, because I did it in lockdown one. Like, that was my April project when we were locked in our houses. I basically decided I was going to become a Pokemon master and just got all of the Pokemon. But yeah, I don't think you're going to have another lockdown, but you could find some way to do it.
I could just take an early retirement and do that, I guess.
Exactly. There we go. The only other thing that I've really played that I haven't already spoken about, so I played a bit more of Kirby, which, you know, nothing really to say on that. I don't think I've played any other of the games that I was reviewing that much, but a friend of mine has been making a game since 2020. I think I might have mentioned it in the past, and I realised that I didn't know this, even though I'd speak to them about it quite regularly. Their team had released this like a pre-alpha demo of it, one of the boss battles, and like a little sandbox you could run around in just to get a feel for the game. And I discovered that existed, so I was having a play around with that, and then because Ollie was hovering around, I was showing him the various songs that exist for the game. So basically, my the friends I made for a server, they're working on this 3D platformer called Billy Bust Up. I don't think I've talked about it before at great length, but it's about a goat that goes on like an adventure from what I understand, it's collecting gems. That wasn't in the demo. And basically, it's like lots of, each level's a different sort of platformer with music to it, like a Disney musical style situation. So the level that I was doing was like this, what is he, an axolotl? I can't tell if he's like an angry looking axolotl. There is an axolotl character, he might be a puppet actually looking at his legs, but anyway, he's like a show master who does theatre, and he sings this song about being fed up of the character, and you have to just sort of jump over all the obstacles that appear in time with the music, and it sings about being a puppet on a string and all this stuff. And I kept getting slaughtered by this boss. I watched a video of it with Ollie to show him the music, and in that music video they showed how you get past the bit I was stuck on, so I'm going to try and nail that over the weekend. But yeah, it was really cool because you're just sort of dancing. Your moves feel like you're dancing in time with the music, but what you're actually doing is jumping over obstacles, avoiding being killed, avoiding being hit, and so forth. I also showed Ollie a level where you're running towards the camera while you're being chased by this sort of ghost. It's called a ghost owl. It's like a ghostly creature. While he's singing a song about a million ways to die, and basically he wants you to join his party, but the only way into the party is to be dead, so he wants you to join them, and you're running away from him while this like wall's chasing you down the level. It's all very cool and fancy and just looks awesome. So I've been kind of, because I was playing that, I was also reading a lot of their developer stuff, watching a lot of their sort of TikTok videos, YouTube videos, just seeing all these different scenes and just learning more about it. And I want people to check it out. I think it'd be, you know, it's worth talking about because it's still, apparently it's due out next year. So it's September 2024 is their current release date. They're planning on being at like EGX and stuff like that along the way. They were talking about going this year. I don't know whether they will do, but they definitely will be at the next one, obviously. And yeah, just check it out. Billy Bust Up. Billy's B-I-L-L-I-E, not with a Y. And bust up is just the words busting up. But no, awesome game. Well worth checking out. I have spoken to Anna about it before because I think she'll really like it. The songs are very catchy. They're very fun. And yeah, it just looks cool. It's very well made. And I'm impressed. It's good.
Splendid. Pab, quick, put an advert in. It's an emergency. It sounded like I woke him up there. good advert, Pabby.
Guard, I wasn't ready for it, yeah.
Anna, what have you been playing?
So I finished the Star Wars Survivor.
Finished it? Wow, yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, I finished
it. She hates Zelda, so she played this instead.
I don't hate Zelda. There's just a lot to learn in Zelda. So I just wanted to get Star Wars out of the way because I also like the Star Wars game. So I finished it 44 hours.
It's not bad.
Finished most of the side quests, as I do. And
good.
I don't know what people are moaning about. Like,
people moaning?
Yeah, about it looks muddy and the graphics aren't great. Yeah,
I've not heard that at all.
Yeah, there's been a few niggles about things.
Few grizzly gooses.
Yeah, I've not really had any issues with it. I got stuck in the scenery once, but that's because I was fighting, and you know how it is. You're fighting, you're pressing all the buttons, and somehow I got stuck in the wall, but like only had to like reload, and it was fine. And I wasn't that far into the fight, so it wasn't that bad. But yeah, there's a lot of twists and turns in this game. I was there like wide open, like, oh, what? No. So like, because I thought, oh, I'm nearly finished. And then there's like a twist and like, oh, I'm not finished. Oh, no. This is going to go like this, like went over left field. Like, oh, now I've got to go and deal with that. But yeah, I was saying about like, there's not a lot of places to visit. You do the second planet you visit, you do most of the story on that planet. It's a big planet. There's lots to do, but you don't go very far very often. Like in the other game, there was multiple different places you would go. Even though the play area was smaller in the old game, this one is not a lot of places to go to, but there's a lot of place to play in, if you know what I mean. So that's mm-hmm. fine. It's like Dark Souls in a way. Like if when you rest, everything respawns, which is fine. Like I can get on board with that. It's not as bad as Dark Souls. But because you'll go through an area and you'll be like, oh, I can't go this way because I haven't got a certain power. So as you go through the game, you get certain powers and then things open up. So obviously, you've got like a linear path, but then them linear paths like branch off a lot because you get more powers and then you can do what you need to do. And I enjoyed it. Like I did get a little bit annoyed with the map. The map situation is so annoying. Like there's no mini map. There's no like, if you put a waypoint down, you can use BD1 to see where that is. But that's just like a whole nother action to look to where that is. And like to go to the map, you have to go into the menu and then you have to find the map and then you have to find out where you are and then where you're going. And because everything is branching, you're like, and then how do I get to there? Because like, there's this one bit where you cannot walk up here because you'll just slip back down. So you need to go and find an animal, but then you need to go and find the animal. And then you go and find the animal and then you go back and you're like, well, where's that path that I need to be? It was just all, I got very lost a lot of times. But I did finish it, so I was happy with that. I believe the way they left it, there'll be a third one, which I hope there will be, because things happened and things come about and you're like, okay. So, yes, they've left it open to hopefully a third game, which I'm not mad about. I do like these games. I'm not into Star Wars. Not at all. But this, I do love it. Because I like the guy in it. Because he's out of Shameless US. And I like him in that. And I also like him in this. So I enjoyed that. Zelda, I am just plugging away at it. I've been up in the sky. I've been below the ground. I've been on the ground. There's a lot in this game. Like, I did the first... Like, I went to the... Hold on. So, north. I went northwest. And I found what I had to do. And that... That... Because, like, you have to, like, defeat a big monster, shall we say. And it annoyed me so much, I had to turn it off and go back to it a couple of days later because I... Like, I knew what I had to do. I just could not do it. And I had, like, a sidekick with me. And I didn't know how he worked properly. And it just annoyed me. So I had to turn it off. Like, I knew... Like, I got... Like, because there's, like, you have to hit it six times. No, there's, like, three holes... You need to shoot them, and I was not getting anywhere. But then I found out if you add, like, eyes to the arrows, and then the arrows become homing arrows.
Oh, yes,
and
yes,
then...
yes, yes, yes.
There's a lot of putting things together in this. Like, you get an arrow, you get a wing, it make it go longer. You put an eye on an arrow, it's a homing missile. You put, like, gems on your sword, and now you, like, you put... What is it? There's like a globule of yellow, orange, and you
opal.
Kill it. Yeah,
no,
like
an opal?
like a jelly. A jelly comes out.
Oh,
you.
Right, yeah, yeah.
If you hit that and get their like remains and put that on the end of your sword, I think. No.
Yeah.
Ignore me. If you put rubies rubies or sapphires.
Yeah,
and
there's
another
elemental
one.
Effect to it, isn't there?
Yes,
yeah.
They've got. Which I didn't know because I sold. All of mine.
I was going to say, I think I am as well.
Don't sell them all, keep them. But, yeah, but it's like, because in Zelda, they have, like, temperature differences. So you can go places that are really hot or really cold. And you have to keep yourself either warm or cool. And I was in a cold area. And I was, like, I'm like making all these, like, dinners and eating them. And they're only, like, 5 minutes, of time to keep
me. Yeah,
there's
timers on them, yeah.
If you put so it's, like, I don't know what they're called. But they're them, like, jelly creatures. If you've got a jelly creature that is red, if you hit him and then get his, like, insides and put it on your sword will keep fire, which will keep you warm, so you don't have to keep eating... the food, because I was getting really annoyed with being cold all the time, because if you're cold it takes the hearts off you, which is annoying because obviously you need the hearts for the health, and that annoyed me. So I found that out, but I don't know how I'm going to keep myself cool when I go to a hot place. But now I've done the cold, and now I'll go, it told me to go down, and that was just a whole nother. There's like these hands that come out the ground and try to grab you. I am
not
one of them.
Nope. Just turn the opposite way and run.
They
I
are
just jump
not
off cliffs
fun.
When I see them. I'm like, go away. No, nope, oh follow me. Come and follow me over here.
God, yeah. Awful things. So I haven't haven't stopped playing it. I'm just not playing it at the moment. And then I played. I am. So annoyed that we bought this game and I played it because it should be put in the bin. I played Gollum. Played
so
the Gollum
bad.
Game that came out a couple of weeks ago. Don't anyone buy this game. Don't even look at it. Just put it in the bin. It is awful. Awful. Because I thought it was the same people that did Middle of Earth games. And I liked them, like with the ogres and stuff. I loved them games. They were great. This is not by them. This game belongs in 2008. And even then, that's generous. It is awful. Even the developers have come out and said, yeah, we're sorry. We know. It is an awful game. Like, so I put it on and you've got Gollum there, right? And I'm looking at him going, you're not the Gollum I know. You look weird. And I was just like, yeah, okay. I thought, okay, maybe I need to update, not update, but you know, play around with video quality and stuff like that. No, that didn't help. And then you move him and you're like, yeah, I don't like the way you move. Like, you move your stick, then he decides to move, and it's just, it's very jarring. And then it's like literally, like the first bit was literally a platformer going from here to there, do a couple of jumps and some wall running. And I was like, oh, for goodness, I hope this gets any better. Yeah, it doesn't really. It's not good. Like, there's a whole thing of, so you've got Gollum, but then you've got Smeagol, who's like obviously the same person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he has conversations with himself. But then, like, you're given a task, like you're given a statement, and you're like, what? So you can go, do you want to go the way Gollum wants or the way Smeagol wants? And so you pick Smeagol, then you go into this like weird, like it's just him on the screen, all scrunched up and gnarly and whatnot. And then you have to talk to him and change Gollum's mind. It's so weird. And I don't even know how you win, like the argument. It's just like, okay, fine, you can have. And that's like, what? There's no skill to it. It's just press a button. And I was just like, okay. Oh, come on, please, just give me something that's good. And then, like, you get caught. I don't even know who, but, like, by the ogres or whatever they're called. Orcs.
Orcs, yeah.
Yeah, I'm captured by them. And then I'm put in a cell with an orc who... I ask him to give me bread and he says no, because obviously, why would you give your food away? And then there's this really old guy and he's like, come with me and we'll do this. And I'm like, I don't want it. No, it's just not good. And then I carried on with the game. It was just like boring, like go down these three tunnels and light up this this barrel. Do that three times. So boring. Like, because I persevered with the game. I wanted to see where it was going. Like, this has to get better. And now I've got a bird that I can control. I've only had control of it once, but I have a bird. And that was just a whole convoluted way of doing things. It's just like, no, thank you. And now, because, like, obviously it's small. And you have to, like... creep on the tables because, like, this woman wants to do take over and you need to go and listen to what she's saying. Can you follow her? No, you can't. Because as soon as you come out under the table, there is an orc there and he just goes, no, you can't go. That's back to the cell. There is no, like, and I've looked online. There is no way of doing this. It is fundamentally broken when you try to follow. Because, like, she's like, well, I'm going to go over here. The window opens and I know that I have to go through that window. But can I get to that window? No. So I have now deleted it and I put it in its case and I threw it behind the TV. I don't want to see that game. I just want to wipe it from my mind and never have to think about it again. And
we're going to hear you complete this in a year's time, aren't we? Before, 6 months' time.
Oh, it's so bad. And even the developers will come out and go, yep. Yeah, it's bad. We're sorry. It's awful. It's just brown. Like, you remember the brown era of games? It's just that. It's just brown. Because, like, you look at the trailer for it, like, a couple of years ago, and it's lovely. Like, nice feet, like, nice water, nice textures, nice Gollum. And then you get this, and you're like, you aren't from this universe. You are from... the multiverse. You don't belong here because he's not the same. Like, he's not the Smeagol from the games, the other games, the good games, the ones over there. They're good. Yeah, I thought it was them. Don't buy it. Just don't look at it. Just, if you like Lord of the Rings, keep liking Lord of the Rings. Go and watch the films. Don't play this game because you will get no joy from it whatsoever. Because apparently it's a prequel. So it's like before the ring, before all the ring drama.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he's still talking about the damn ring, my precious, the ring.
Well, it's all about that, isn't it? It's always about the ring.
Always about
the ring. Yeah, the ring makes him turn into Gollum, doesn't it? I think.
something to do with that. I'm not really into that universe. I'm not really into a lot of universes. I just like games, but like, I like the name Smeagol. I like saying that. But apart from that, I couldn't.
Hit that on the poster.
There's no praise for this game. There is. Like, the puzzles were fun. Like, there's like a level where you have to obviously like get to a place because you want to escape, and there's like a whole area there you have to jump and do puzzles. I'm fine with that, but the rest of the game is just so boring. Like, don't buy it. But now I just want Diablo, but I have to wait for the 6, which is in 4 days. Thankfully, I've got things on, so I won't miss it that much. But Kevin's going to play it tonight because Kevin is mean and won't let me have it. So
I'm doing my nails. I'll buy you it right now.
I'm doing my nails.
I've got it digitally.
Digitally. Well, yeah, I'm doing my nails instead. So I'm going to get back to them because I've messed up my right hand. My left hand, perfect. My right hand looks like I've put it in poo. But we'll fix it.
Oh.
Yes. So that is me done.
Okay. Yes, that leaves me then, does it?
Absolutely.
Am I bookending this show this week? Am I? Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah, you're the star of the show, Pabby.
Okay.
Pabby bookend.
So I have I too have fallen off of Zelda. Only because I've been busy.
Yeah.
And whenever I try and go back to it, I go, I don't know what any of these icons mean anymore. I don't think I did last time we recorded. After we recorded, I played some more, and I got to a point where you have your binoculars and you look through and see what you can see, and you can like put an icon on it.
Uh-huh.
You can pin something, can't you?
Yeah.
I ran out of pins.
I see.
How did you
run out of pins?
There was that many things
you could
going
see.
On.
Yeah.
So I feel like last time we recorded, I had done the first.
I had
done the first dungeon. I'm at the second one. That is a pain to get to. It is a pain. It's not that bad, realistically. But yes, I'm at the second one, and I immediately got to the second one, and I've run out of arrows.
And
I was told you need arrows, and I was like, okay, see you later then. And I just I've just dipped out of that dungeon, and I was like, I'll come back when I've got arrows.
Yeah.
And that was several times later. That was like several hours later, and that's when I started going around the world looking for arrows. And I'm what's that?
What temple was it? So you got Fire. North. What say, mine was in the northwest. Where was yours?
The northwest was the first dungeon I did.
Okay.
My second one is northeast, I want to say.
Okay.
Gerudo village.
Is that with the bird people?
No, the bird people's the first one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's Rito village, yeah. Okay. On my way to get arrows, like I say, I have found myself distracted that much that I have run out of icons to ping on my map. And I'm now at a point where I'm like, I've got to a...
Have you been underground yet?
Oh, the depths, yeah. I've been to the depths twice now. Apparently the depths are quite important. You need to be going through the depths. And I just had that much of a, not a terrifying time, but such a dread... full time.
Yeah.
Like, just constantly like going, no, it's dark in here and there's all sorts of, and then hand things turn up and I'm like, no, don't want to know. Yeah.
I only seen one of them, but
I've seen them a few times though, yeah. I've seen them a few times.
They're frightening. They're horrible things.
Yes, they are. And they're not fun to come across, but they are they do happen from time to time. And I'm just checking my playtime now. It says I've played for 30 hours or more, so that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I will get back to it. I will play it, and as I say, I just need to get get my feet back underneath me and get running with it again. And
it is annoying that you can't make arrows.
Yes, I'd like to make arrows. Yeah. I really would. I really would. Because I've heard people go, oh, yeah, this is much more friendly than Breath of the Wild. You never run out of arrows. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm definitely running out of arrows.
Yeah, there was a point where I had two, and I was like, this is not great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. I ran out of arrows at one point, and then I was like, I slowly built it back up again. And then getting back to this dungeon, this second dungeon, it's just completely wiped me out again. And I'm like, ugh. So I need to recruit some more and then clear some waypoints on my map as well, because I've got, like I say, about 8 pings on my map that I need to clear out now before I can do anything else.
Well, go to shops, because they sell like bundles of arrows.
Yes,
and,
I need
like,
to
break
shops.
Everything
yeah.
that you can find. Break all that open.
I found one great fairy. I've sorted. I found one.
Where
great fairy.
Are they?
from what I've seen, they're near stables.
Oh, okay.
I found two. I've unlocked one of them. There's like a small quest that kind of involves you like unlocking them, sort of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, I have still, like I say, I cannot. I definitely want to get back to it. I definitely want to keep playing it. But like I say, every time I clear off one of them pins on my map, I then see something and put the pin back on at something else. So I feel like I'm just forever like I've got to. I was like, oh, what's that? Okay, we'll go over there, we'll do that. And then there's two more things that I see in the distance from getting to that one. It's just like constantly throwing new things at me that I want to go to and do before I even get back to this second dungeon. I keep going, oh yeah, I was doing a dungeon, wasn't I? Oh yeah. That's the guy sat down there waiting at the door, waiting for me.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh well, I'll get back to him eventually. And the only other thing that I have played is a game called Humanity.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Have we heard of Humanity?
I've heard of it. Was it a free game?
It is on PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
One of the further up tiers. Not the basic,
I think it's the middle one, because I have middle.
Possibly.
It
sounds right, that, because of the... I don't know. I think it's in the middle one. Humanity is from the people who made Tetris Effect.
Okay.
And if we remember what Tetris Effect was like, imagine if the people from Tetris Effect made Lemmings.
Go on.
Yeah. So, this game, you have levels similar to you would have. You have like a series of levels like Tetris Effect would have. And you have like a diorama-looking level that you can like rotate around. You are a little ghost dog. This is going to sound insane. You're a little ghost dog, and you have to guide a like horde of people across this little diorama like level and get them to the exit. And you guide them by barking like certain directions, or you can, there's some like some levels have a jump in them, some levels have a big jump, like a long jump. Some levels have like water in them, so you have to make them swim through levels to get to them. And if you get a certain amount through the level, you'll finish it. But to unlock things, you have to collect the goldies. Now, goldies are gold people on the map. Usually 2, maybe 3 on the map. And all you have to do is have one of your people that is guiding around, like, kind of touch them, trigger them, and then the goldie will start following the crowd. And yeah, you just have to get this. You have to get them from A to B, these people. But then it involves a series of like jumping through things, climbing over things, climbing up walls, swimming through things to get to somewhere. And then you've got to, you being a little dog, you've got to kind of like bound around this little diorama level, and kind of point it in the right direction. And once the gold is going, he's going, he's making it, he's moving. You can't like going, no, wait there, you wait there, because you're just doing it. I work back to front me in this game, because I work of like, I need to figure out which way he's turning, which way they're going to turn into the level. I don't want to set them going and start leading them in a direction, because once the goal is going, that's it. this is the level. You are doing it. And you've got to restart the level. If you lose the goal, that's it. It's not done, but you don't get the goal for that level. You've got to restart it. There are some nice features in it, though, that come with unlocking some of the goldies. There is a reset that has, it lets you keep your actions on the map. So it's like, say you just make one critical error in there and it messes the whole level up. You can reset with your arrows on it and everything on there. So you can go, okay, just this is the one I need to cancel, and this is the one I need to change to rotate another way or whatever it is. But yeah, it is very, very satisfying to get to guide these people through the world. And it will seem terrifying initially, because like I say, you just people will just walk, and they will just walk off the edge of the thing and they just disappear into non-existence. But apparently they do just come back out the other end of the door again. They just go back to the start. But yeah, it is fun. Good. It plays well. It plays on the Steam Deck as well. And like I say, it was. I think it was like £25. So I was like, right, this seems worth it. And it works in VR as well. It's a full VR mode as well. It works on PSVR 2, and works on Steam VR and Oculus VR or whatever it is. I think it doesn't work on the Quest. I don't think. You could still got to be tethered to a PC, but. Yeah, I will probably give that a try at some point because it seems interesting. Yes, I have been playing that, and I will continue to play it, especially because now it's on my Steam Deck. Can I play it in bed? So I can play. I've got a choice now. I can play Zelda and Humanity in bed instead. But that is it. That is everything from me this week. I will have, hopefully next week, I'll have some Street Fighter 6 to talk about. I do have that. So we'll have some Street Fighter to talk about, and much more Diablo, I imagine, because it'll be on its full release next week. So looking forward to that one.
Excellent. Well, we will wrap things up there then, boys and girls. If you want to follow us on the social media stuff, you can do that at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
And you can find me at RB6K.
I miss Lelujo.
And out Pab 1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Toodle-pip.
Thanks for listening, folks.